This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Very happy to welcome back to the show. I haven't talked to him in a little while. Certainly haven't talked to him since I moved back to afternoons, but Michael Torres is deputy editor of Real Clear Pennsylvania. He's got a great piece now on Democrats and their abortion claims with voters, and I'm very happy to welcome him back. Michael, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me back on, Rich, and congrats on moving to the afternoons. I'm sure you love having your mornings back.
I'm telling you, man, I'm like a human being again. I forgot how cranky.
I can only imagine.
I didn't realize just how cranky I was all the time and sleep deprived like a zombie. But my wife said to me today, she literally said to me, she goes, "It's really good to have you back."
Yeah, I have a 4-month-old in the house right now, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, man, you do, brother. You know exactly what I mean. I'll give you, is this your first child or?
Second, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So let me give you some advice. Take lots and lots of pictures, because by the third child, which we're on now, you don't even bother getting the camera anymore. You're like, oh, they're walking? All right.
Thank God for phones. You just whip it out and take a whole bunch of pictures and you're good to go. Don't even have to think about it.
Listen, whipping it out is how you got. No, never mind. Listen, let me share the article with you. Pennsylvania Democrats Abortion Mirage is the name of your piece. Your latest at realclearpennsylvania.com, Michael Torres. I'm so happy to read this because I've had this hunch that when Democrats keep focusing over and over again on the A word, abortion, that they were basically fooling themselves into thinking that this is what voters cared about.
I think you are definitely right to a certain extent. I mean, all summer long, we saw headline after headline about how important abortion was after the Roe v. Wade decision was overturned. I remember a Washington Post headline in particular announced that it was going to upend the battle for Congress in this midterms. And that was just a very dramatic statement. And at the time, that seemed like it could be true. I mean, a lot of people, women, especially in Pennsylvania, were registering as Democrat, a high proportion of them. There seemed to be a whole bunch of enthusiasm. But as summer ended and now we're going into fall, all of that excitement seems to have cooled off. And the polls are starting to reflect that. And it seems like as we have just, 4 or 5 weeks left, that issue may not be what Democrats can depend on if they want to win in November.
John Fetterman was at a pro-abortion rally on September 11th. That was the day that he said, "My name is John Fetterwoman."
I remember that.
Terrible, terrible timing that he has. Just awful. And he said, "Don't tick women off." But you write here that notably more women than men registered to vote in Pennsylvania through August, according to Democratic voter data. And 62% of those newly registered women are Democrat, but not everyone is convinced that an abortion-focused strategy will pay off. I mean, I would think that women, whether they are registering to vote or not, I got to think that kitchen table issues, the price of gas, the price of food, I have to think that's got to be top of mind on them.
Oh, definitely. And you see that in poll after poll. In the rest of my article, I looked at Emerson College, Muhlenberg College, Fox News, Marist, so several different polls, and all of them show that Pennsylvania voters, men and women both, are more concerned about the economy and inflation than abortion. And abortion is declining as in terms of how important it is to voters as the weeks go on. And that is true across age groups, across genders. And right now what it's looking like is the only group that really still has a very high level of concern about the abortion issue is Generation Z and millennials. And they also happen to be the least likely group of people to vote, even though there's supposed to be this humongous burst of enthusiasm because of the court decision. So it's just not panning out exactly as the headlines made it seem a couple months ago.
And you point out now that 92% of baby boomers, they don't care about the issue. In other words, they might care, but there's another issue that's top of mind for them. And we know that the baby boomers are they're going to turn out to vote.
Exactly. Yes. 9% of baby boomers, according to Marist's poll, say that abortion is the most important issue to them. That's compared to 23% of Generation Z and millennials. But when you look at those two generations and ask them whether or not they're going to vote, it is 92% of baby boomers plan to vote, and 72% of the younger generations plan to vote. Oh, sorry, 26%. So it's just a humongous difference. The younger folks are just not as enthused about coming out to vote as it would seem, despite the fact that they are very enthusiastic about the court. And at the same time, baby boomers, as always, are going to come out to vote in big numbers, and they care about the economy. They care about inflation. They're concerned about gas prices going back up this fall. And they're simply not concerned about whether or not they're going to have access to abortion. Maybe some of them are, but it's just not their top concern right now.
You in your piece, you have a Jeff Rowe, who I know Jeff personally, and he's a very, very smart political consultant. He's CEO of Axiom Strategies. And he mm-hmm. worked on the campaign in Virginia, the successful one. And he said, I'll never forget Eveline in Richmond, a pro-choice African-American voter who said, quote, well, I have to send my kid to school every day. I have to get my groceries every day. I have to get gas every day, but I don't have to get an abortion every day. And I think that probably sums it up exactly with what I've been saying, which is that even if you are headed to the clinic, you probably have to stop and fill up your car with gas, and you're going to be angry about the fact that you've had to pay so much for gas. This is what voters are talking about right now.
Exactly. And thank God she doesn't have to get an abortion every day. That would be absolutely terrible.
Could you imagine? Oh, my God. Right?
And it's just that disconnect between the daily trial of having to go to the grocery store and buy meat that is increasing in prices, milk, bread, all the basics of life are going up in price. It's just more difficult. And then down the street, people are getting shot. People are getting their cars stolen all the time. Those headlines are all over local news, that people who tend to vote a lot, they watch a lot of local news. And so those sort of things are top of mind, whether or not a 25-year-old has easy access to an abortion whenever they'd like or after a certain number of weeks, quite frankly, is coming secondary. And that quote really gets to the point of it. And we've seen this happen before. I mean, back in 2012, I'm sure a lot of your listeners remember there was the Republican, quote unquote, war on women. And that was due to then Representative Mike Pence tried to defund Planned Parenthood with a bill in Congress, and Democrats used that in the 2012 election. And what happened was in Pennsylvania, you saw that Barack Obama won a lot of the Philadelphia suburbs, but at the same time, some Republicans like Meehan and Fitzpatrick won those same suburbs, despite having gigantic marketing campaigns against them about abortion. It just didn't stick to voters, especially at the local level.
Well, listen, I appreciate your insight on this. And let me ask you, let's switch gears for a quick moment on the governor's race in Pennsylvania. I know you had a piece on that, political malpractice in Pennsylvania governor's race, Michael Torres. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this kind of gets to the same issue-based focus that we were just talking about. People are concerned about inflation. They're concerned about crime. And quite frankly, the Doug Mastriano campaign has not run the sort of campaign that is going to convince suburban swing voters to come to his side. And it's making it look as though, unfortunately for Republicans, that he is not going to be able to overcome the 10 or 11-point deficit that a lot of polls are showing that he has right now. And quite as the Jeff Rowe, I spoke to him about this as well. And he said, basically, with a campaign like this, you have to be talking every single day about those bread and butter issues, grocery bills and gas prices. And you're just not seeing Doug Mastriano out there every single day talking about those two things in a way that can attract a middle-aged, middle-of-the-road voter in, say, Montgomery County.
Is it that he's not talking about it, or is it just that he's just not breaking through on the airwaves enough? Or, I mean, what's the prescription here that a smart guy like Jeff Rowe, who helped President Trump win in 2016, I mean, what's his prescription and how Mastriano can break through here?
it's sort of a vicious cycle for him right now because he's not getting enough donations to be able to put out the sort of advertising that Shapiro is. For instance, Shapiro spent $27.9 million between September, while Mastriano spent just under $1 million, just orders of magnitude more. And so his message isn't getting out that way. But at the same time, he's hurting himself by, for most of the summer, almost his entire campaign, he hasn't allowed local media to hear him talk at his events. So unless you're there live, you're one of the few hundred, maybe a thousand if there's a big crowd, people listening to him live that day, or if you follow him on social media, you are just not going to hear what he has to say. And I understand that there's a problem with media nowadays in not portraying Republicans in the way that especially a Doug Mastriano would like him to be portrayed. But the importance of local media that Jeff talked about in Virginia especially was absolutely essential. To have those quotes about high grocery prices and how you're going to help fix that coming on NBC 10 and ABC 6 and on WPHT, for example, over and over again is absolutely essential in races like this.
Well, I'll definitely have him back on again. I know he was on with Dom Giordano yesterday, but I think your point is very, very accurate. Michael Torres, Deputy Editor, Real Clear, Pennsylvania, thanks so much for coming on, man. Great work. We'll talk to you again soon for sure.
Thanks so much, Rich, and you have a wonderful afternoon.
Thanks, Michael, and good luck with the four-month-old, okay?
Oh, I'm going to need it.
Godspeed, brother, Godspeed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.